Okay. Then an older person who's very active and interested in everything, you might say, well, he's still very...
active in his age.
Okay. Any other ways of saying that? Spry?
He's smart and spry.
What about, what word would you use to describe children that are just busy all the time and interested in everything and always excited about life? What would you say about them?
That child has love to play.
Okay. If the children are out later than usual and you just maybe are a little bit worried, you might say, well, I feel a little bit...
I'm worried about them.
Okay. Would you use easy that way to be easy in your mind about something? Or I'd say, well, I'm a little bit...
worried, look like I'd hear something.
Okay.
Like I'd get cold or something.
Do you ever use uneasy to mean when you worry about something?
I just say I'm worried.
Okay. Well, what would somebody say if they don't want to go upstairs in the dark?
I ain't going up in the dark. I'm afraid.
Okay. And if you would say, well, you know, when she was a little girl, she isn't afraid now, but she...
It wasn't when she's little. She'd go anywhere.
Okay. And... maybe say, well, she's not a bit afraid now, but when she was a little girl, she was.
She was afraid when she was little. She'd been afraid all her life.
She used to be afraid, but she's, would you say she used to be?
She used to be afraid, but she ain't now. She'll go anywhere.
Okay. Okay, how would you talking about maybe an older person, you might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
she acts kind of silly.
Okay. Any other ways you might say that?
She's always been mean.
Okay. Any other word kind of like silly that you might use? When you just, you know, she just likely to do one thing is
another.
And do another. Would you ever use queer to talk about, if you never know what she's going to do? What does the word queer mean? The younger people now, I think, maybe use it to mean like homosexual. Do you know it to mean silly or...
She's acting silly.
Uh-huh. Well, you'd never use the word queer?
No, I wouldn't because I hadn't thought of
it. You hadn't thought of that word?
No.
Do you ever hear the younger kids use it?
No, they hear them say everything.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Okay.
Anything.
Okay. You reckon you ever heard somebody talk about, oh, Mr. So-and-so, well, he's a queer?
I hear plenty of them say, oh, Mr. Sellers, that was a mean man.
Okay. What about if you're talking about a man who's so sure of his own ways and he never wants to change, he doesn't want to change his mind or anything, you might say to him, well, don't be so
sure you're right all the time.
Okay. What about a word like... ornery or pig-headed or bull-headed or mule-headed. Did you ever say anything like that to mean that?
Yeah, sometimes you say you're a pig-headed man. You pig-headed.
Okay.